That is the thing, you know, that's the nature of the body. The nature of the body is that it is an instrument to receive pain. We struggle to avoid pain. Life is actually trying to avoid pain. But ultimately we have to succumb to that situation. We came here through a painful situation. We are here in a painful situation. And we are trying to ward off that painful situation. But that painful situation, we can't ward off. We can't avoid that painful situation when we become old. We cannot end when we become diseased. Jada and Badhi. And ultimately, death. So, actually we have to learn to do that. When we are young, we are so expert in avoiding that painful situation that we don't really feel the painful state. But when you become old, you know, we can't do that anymore. And when you become diseased, so the situation becomes painful. That's why we have to learn to tolerate them. First we learn to tolerate them, and next is we become Krishna conscious. When you become Krishna conscious, then actually this painful condition of the body won't matter. Sometimes I give the example of anesthetics. When one is under the anesthetic spell, then what happens? Does he feel the pain? No. Why not? What anesthetics does? It simply withdraws the sense perception, numbs the senses. The senses don't register. Therefore, they don't feel the pain. Now, anesthetics does the thing artificially. Therefore, it can do it only for the time being by giving some drugs. But by Krishna consciousness, we withdraw the senses from the body to Krishna. When you project the consciousness to Krishna, then what happens? Then, will there be any perception of the body? No. So that is how a devotee naturally becomes free from the painful state of existence. And on top of that, being Krishna conscious, when we project our senses to Krishna, then that state is so joyful that the body consciousness becomes automatically lost. We can't experience anything but joy at that time. Material involvement, the senses being in the body, is painful. Senses being with Krishna or consciousness being with Krishna is what is diametrically opposed to pain. Painful. Joyful. So it's a naturally joyful state of existence. Therefore, as devotees, we shouldn't be so much concerned about our body. Tolerate the thing. The other day I was talking to a doctor, some doctors actually, and one point actually became very clear, that what they are admitting, that the medical science, what is doing, is simply extending the painful state of existence. They are not actually extending our life as such. They are extending our painful situation. Person should have been so much better off if he left the body. Right? But the doctors, what they are doing? Like, they are just extending the longevity, duration in the West. And but the state of that existence is painful. Like, naturally we'll stop to breathe at the time of death. But what they're doing, they have introduced a thing called ventilator. And they're making the ventilator, through the ventilator you breathe. What's the point in extending? And it has become such a common thing nowadays. Giving ventilators. Yes, Ganganai? But what is doing? Just pumping oxygen in your lungs. Body cannot take it, so pump the thing artificially and keep the body alive. What's the use? Let us change the body. Get a new body. Isn't it a better idea? Like, instead of wearing a worn out body, get a new body. Instead of wearing a worn out dress, dirty dress, torn and completely dilapidated dress. When you have a dress like that, do you want to continue to wear it? Or do you want to change it? Change into new dress. Change into a new dress. Why? Try to prolong the existence in this material nature. And they're saying, oh, medically we have advanced so much.